Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Hallelujah. Are you glad to be here this morning? Wow. Amen. I'm also glad to be here. Let's pray. Father, this morning we indeed are glad to be in your presence. For that's what your word says, that we should enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And we should be thankful and bless your holy name. We're very thankful, God, for life. Thankful for how far you have brought us. Thankful for all the things you've given to us freely to enjoy. In your presence this morning, we pray that, Lord, you will affect our lives. You will minister to us. And that none of us will leave your presence the same as they came. I thank you for this time of fellowship. Thank you for your plans and your purposes today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated, please. Presence of the Lord. Matthew chapter 6, we're looking at how to pray. How to pray. That's our central theme. We're looking at how to talk to a great person, isn't it? Last Sunday, I wasn't here. I'm sure you were blessed by the Reverend Isan Rankin. Amen. So we go to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Last week, I was visiting our churches in Trinidad and Tobago. I was in Tobago, and then I went to Trinidad. You know, like you know, we are in charge of the churches there. So I had to go and, you know, go and make sure that things are running okay. I enjoy my time. Sometimes it's good to travel also, so you'll miss me when I'm gone. And if you see me every Sunday, sometimes you can easily take it for granted. Amen. So it's good to travel sometimes so that you'll miss me. And I'll also miss you. So that when we come together, there will be another powerful meeting session. Amen. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9 says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Now the disciples of Jesus ask him to teach them how to pray. And the Bible says that Jesus taught them, saying, "Our Father." It's a very, very known prayer that many of us, if not all of us, know. But one of the things that we need to understand is that it is just a compressed form of prayer topics. The Lord's Prayer is a compressed form of prayer topics. What it means is that there are subjects to pray to God about in the Lord's Prayer rather than reciting the Lord's Prayer. I don't know if you are with me still, or you've gone home. You are here. All right, we are saying that the Lord's Prayer is filled with subjects and prayer topics. So it is not the right way to just recite, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." You will be doing the wrong thing if you pray like that. You must pray and say, "Our Father, which art in heaven." It's a topic. And therefore you go deep into it. And then you come, "Hallowed be thy name." And then you go deep into it. So that is what we are looking at. We're looking at how to pray, because many of us don't know how to pray as we ought Like the Bible says, you may be a Christian for 20 years, but you may not know how to pray. Because there's always a how to do something. The how to pray, how to fish. If you want to go and fish, there's a how to fish. You cannot just go and stand by the creek and say, fish, come. No. Somehow there's a way. You have to go, either you're going with a fishing, and you got a what? A rod? Fishing rod. You have to put a bait on the tip of the thing, on the hook. And sometimes some fishes are smart. They eat the bait and they go away. Yeah, some fishes are smart. And they leave you hanging. You know, so you need to know, even when you go, you throw your net. You throw your net. Jesus one time met his disciples and they had caught nothing. And then he asked them, what's happening? He said, oh, draw your net and shall bring forth a drought. And Peter said, this man, we've toiled all night. We've been at sea all night. We didn't catch anything. He said, okay, you know what? We are fishers. You are a preacher. You are trying to tell us what to do to get a fish. Okay. Nevertheless, at your word. The Bible says he cast his net and he brought forth a drought. And he felt so bad because he thought he knew and he didn't know that he didn't know. Never think that you know everything. I said, never think that you are all-knowing. It's only God who is all-knowing. All of us learn every day. Bishop said, every day is a classroom. Every day that God has given you is a classroom. You will learn something new every day if only you open up yourself. The moment you stop learning, that's the day when you finish. You have to learn every day of your life. And those who learn grow, they do well. There are some people, they stop learning because they feel they are big women and they are big men. No, it's a sad case. When you are like that, God just leaves you. Because he's the only one who is all-encompassing. Accra, it's good to see you. It's all-encompassing. Hallelujah. So we are learning how to pray. And unfortunately, the book is finished. But all of us are supposed to have the book and we're going to do it together, isn't it? Prayer is very important. It is important and it's better to teach you how to fish than to give you a fish. I can give you a fish, but you cook it and it's finished. How are you going to get a fish again? Are you going to depend on me for another fish? No, you may not. I may be dead. I may travel. I may not be around to give you fish. So the best thing to teach people is to teach them how to do things. Is it? Some church members and Christians, they like blessings. Bless me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. But let me tell you, any pastor who always wants to pray for you and doesn't teach you to pray for yourself, it's not a good pastor. I'll say it again. I'm a pastor. I'm saying it again. As a pastor who will want you to depend on him all the time, it's not a good pastor. A good pastor is the one who will teach you to also be a little self-dependent. And then in critical cases and serious cases, you consult him as an expert. Otherwise, how can you depend on a human being? It's only God that you can depend on. So we are teaching you how to pray. And if you don't have the book, please get it. If you have a tablet, you have paracetamol or Advil or ibuprofen, we can get you the electronic version of it. We have it for free. We can. If you have a tablet, you have a phone that can take PDF files or EPUB files, we can get it to you for free. All you need to know is just let us know and we'll load the books on your tablet for you. These days, technology has made it very easy. You don't have to carry books with you. You have a small device like that. You can have all the books on it. Every book. You go to Amazon, you go to Kindle, you can buy any book you want to buy. Benny Hinn, T.D. Jakes, Bishop Dagwood Mills, Kenneth Hagin, any book you want to buy, you just press click and you buy. As long as you have a Republic Visa, GBTI Visa, and there's money on it, you just go, you register and you buy it. You don't have to go to the bookshop anymore. A time is coming, all these bookshops will close. You don't have to go to Austin's. You can get everything on your tablet. And we are encouraging our church members to think beyond the box that the people in our country are trying to put us in. Our leaders are trying to keep us in ignorance. We are preaching in the church and break out of the ignorance. Yeah, get a tablet and educate yourself and learn. Read newspapers. Read other things. You understand why they prorogue the parliament and whether it's good or not. And what continues after that. You should understand why it's not good to have $620,000 on you. because it's not legal. It's $10,000. You must declare anything above $10,000. A law, any country you go to, is on their immigration card, landing card. You must declare. So if you have $620,000and you don't declare, you are a thief. You are smuggling money. And that guy, Lal, I hear he has, I don't know whether they've given him that permission. God, he mostly saying something else than what I read. That he's also asking that the U.S. court does not reveal his business. Why should it reveal your business? We got to know everything you're doing here. We know he's the one who owns, is it Kaylee's gas station on the East Bank? Is it Kaylee's? Kaylee's, right? We know he owns that. We know he has a private hangar at the airport, which he didn't have official permission for. We know that. We need to know the rest. Are you with me? So we are preaching here. God wants you to enlighten yourself. God wants you to educate and upgrade yourself. He's a good God. And we are also in favor of, we are promoting God. We are saying that, be educate yourself. Read the books. If you read the books and we are lying, you know we are lying. Yeah. If you don't read the books and we are lying, you will never know. Yeah, if you read the Bible, you know which church to go to, which church not to go to. You will know it. Yeah, if you have the Spirit of God, you know where to go. I tell you. It's not a fight at all. Hallelujah. So we are looking at chapter 4, isn't it? I don't know what Reverend Isan taught you. He didn't tell me. I don't know where you got. We are saying that you have to know how to talk to a great person. And we are saying that prayer is the same as talking to a great person. Did you know that? That prayer. You know, we think that prayer is talking to God, but we don't attach that aspect of talking to a great person, because God is a great person. And anytime you are talking to a great person, there's a way to go about it. Isn't it? Now, so how do you talk to a great person? You realize that God is so great that when you go to him, you have to know what to say and what to talk about. Mark. Amen. Now, we said first, do not ask for or mention your needs at the beginning of your interaction. If you talk to a great person, the first thing you should not talk about is, I need some money. You annoy that great person. You turn that great person off. In the same way, God should be seen as that. And the prayer also says it. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. There's nothing about, I need anything in the first few statements. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth or in it as it is in heaven. And then he goes on to say, give us this day our daily bread. It's not the first thing Jesus teaches us to talk about. Are you with me? And so you cannot, as first topic, talk about how you punish it, how you need visa, how you gotta leave Guyana, how this, how that. You can't. God wants you to address him and go the right way before you come to give us this day our daily bread. Are you there? Number two, do not ask for or mention your desires at the beginning of your interaction. That's clear. Number three, learn how to genuinely talk about the greatness of the great person. Genuinely, some people flatter. Some people just give you sweet words. They don't mean it from their heart. They say only nice things, just, oh, I love you, I care about you. They don't love you. It's just talk. It's just sweet talk. It's just talk. You get it? So if you go before God, the Bible says God looks at the heart. Man look at the outward. If you're going before God, you better be correct. I said, if you are going before God in prayer, you better be correct and tell God how great thou art. And don't say it because you don't mean it. He knows your heart. Amen. Number four. What's number four? Learn how to stay comfortably in the presence of an important person for a long time without being nervous. It's a very important thing. Even simple human beings, you go into their presence nervous. You go into your boss's office nervous. You come to the pastor's office nervous. When the pastor calls you, you're wondering, what have I done? You've not done anything. So if you go before God, you should learn to stay, know how to stay comfortably. You see, there's something that great men look at. The person who comes before them comfortably being able to relate with them, they take note of that person. Hey, come here, you're like a chicken. You're shaking. They give you water to drink and you hold a glass and the glass falls. I mean, you spoil the whole meeting. But if you are relaxed, he sits down, you also sit down. They say, how are you? So I'm fine. And how are you doing? So, wow, I'm blessed. Wow, powerful. Nice office you got. You know, you both comfortable. He takes note of you. He's more interested to chat with you than someone who comes and you don't even want to. When you sit, you're very uncomfortable. And every minute you're shaking yourself. So, hello, what's this thing here? And when you're nervous, it even means that you have some bad intention or something. It creates a certain impression about the whole meeting. So it's very important to be able to feel comfortable in the presence of the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 37 and verse 7, rest in the Lord. Rest. Do not be agitated. Bible says, do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, with prayer and in supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Learn how to be comfortable. Rest. It's your father. He's a great person, but be comfortable in his presence. Don't shake like a chicken. And real people, real great people will appreciate everything you say comfortably in your presence. It's true. Not like some of the leaders we have. You can't say certain things. If you say them, they are offended. Why are you saying what you are saying? Why should I not say what I'm saying? My mouth is my mouth. It's freedom of speech, freedom of expression. That's a basic human right. I can say what I have to say. Whether you agree with me or not, that is not the problem. The problem is that I have to say what I have to say. Yeah, Bible says that speak the truth in love. Speak. You must speak. Speaking is a very important thing. Do not keep your mouth shut. Speak. Whether you say the right thing or not is not important. Speak. There are a lot of people who don't talk. And they follow, because they don't talk, they endure a lot of hardships. That means saying nothing. You say nothing. You are killing yourself by not saying anything. You got to say something. Open your mouth. It may not be the right thing, but say it. If it's not the right thing, we'll correct you and say, you know what? No, we don't say it like that. So, okay, all right. And you can't keep your mouth shut. You must open your mouth. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So, where did Pastor Isan go? Pastor, did you do number 5? You just went over it. Shit! You got easy life. I give you work and you leave the work back for me. What a shock. Number 5. Learn how to talk to the important person about things he has said or written. Ooh. Do you know the things that this great person has said or written? If you don't know, then you cannot go into his presence and talk with him. Because what are you going to say? Hey, nice shoe, nice dress, nice office, nice wig. It's finished. No, he wants to. You see, when important people say things and write things, what you should understand is that they have something deep in their heart that made them say what they said. So if you know them and you know about them and you bring them up, what you're going to do is that you are going to hit a very soft spot in their heart. They'll just be able to even talk more to you. They'll say, nah, this person, he understand what's going on. If you meet Rambota right now, what you should talk about the proroguing of the parliament? He will talk. You'll be with him for 2 hours. You'll be surprised. Because he will want to talk about, you know. So, Mr. President, why do you think it's important to just prorogue, suspend parliament? He said, please bring him a cup of tea to drink. He will want to explain to you why he did what he did. Yeah. He will talk. You have to say, you know what? I think I have to go. You'll be surprised. Because you are talking to him about something that he has written or he has said. And there's a reason why he's written what he has written and he said what he has said. And he realized that you are interested in that, so he wants to explain it further to you. Because there's nothing like saying something and somebody pays interest in it. Yeah, it's like when you write books, when people buy the books, you're very impressed.
Bishop said when he started writing books, he wondered who was going to read the books. He was wondering, he said, when he's writing, then he asked the secretaries who are typing, he said, hey, are you sure somebody's going to read this book? And they'll say, oh yeah, Bishop, somebody will read it. Say, are you sure? These books that I'm writing. So if you go somewhere and somebody says that, Bishop, your book, How to Pray. Oh man, I never knew that you could write a book on prayer and the Lord's Prayer. If I, how to pray alone, I thought I knew how to pray until I saw your book. Bishop, this how to talk to a great person. I mean, you said in a book that if you want to talk to a great person, you should talk about the things he has said or written. Why did you say that? My God. Then he'll preach to you from a book. Or sometimes you say, oh, you should read the book, it's right there. I remember when we met him in Trinidad a few years ago, and then people were asking him questions. He said, oh, but it's in mega church. You should read it. You want me to rewrite a book to you personally? He said, oh, it's in the book. Read a book. Of course, he knows that we don't read his book. That's why we want him to talk. So he said, you know what? You should read a book. You see it. John chapter 15 and verse 7 is the proof of this point. It says that if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You get it? You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. There is a way to get things from God. And it's not just to say, give me. No. Give me. Nobody wants to have a relationship with anybody when it is only based on give me. Give me? Why should I give you? Nobody. It's not a very nice relationship when people are always asking you for money. Please for this. Please for that. Please for this. Please for a little salt. Please for a little pepper. Man, I didn't buy my pepper. Some neighbors are like that, Mr. Jordan. They ask for pepper. They ask for salt. They ask for this. They ask for that. Is this not fantastic? Eh? Ask please for matches. Is that match? Yeah. I forgot to buy matches. Please for what? Sugar. Two. Please for sugar. A little sugar. I forgot to buy sugar. Yeah. Now, next time they call you, upstairs. You know that, 2 days, 4 days ago, it was pepper. 2 days, yesterday, it was sugar. And when you hear upstairs, hey, Miss Sarita, you know that, what is he asking for today? Come for ice. she fridge ain't walking. The moment you hear the person call your name, you know that. So you said, no. Tell you, I'm in the home. I'm in the home. Because you know, nobody wants to relate based on give me. At all. And I have heard those testimonies over and over again, where some ladies or some girls who have banners and posters and flyers, you know, always say that, you know, it is when he wants to. That's when he calls me. That's when he comes around. Yeah. And then he becomes nice. It's only when he won't. No. So you see, so even as a woman, even though you may love him, but it's like he doesn't treat me nice. Only when he's looking for something. Something that he knows is between my legs. Then he comes in, he begins to call, say, girl, I miss you. You miss me for nowhere. And you know in the relationship that when they start talking, you know where they are going to. How many understand what I'm saying? How many sisters understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. The whole week, he's shouting on you. He's shouting, what happened to you? Girl, you head ain't good. He's telling you, what's this? You mad. You this. You crazy. You what? And then it's Friday afternoon. Friday night. He's calling, hi, babes. I love you. No. This I love you. There's something about this I love you. You telling me I'm mad the other day. You telling me I'm crazy the other day. You telling me, get me, you know how you heading good. All kinds of things you telling me. And they said, baby, I love you. You want chicken tonight? I said, hey, chicken? Hey, where did I sleep? For chicken, man. Ah. And then when you don't respond, then he call you. Maybe I send you a text message. You didn't respond. Meanwhile, he's been telling you all week that he doesn't have credit. That's why he's not be calling you. All of a sudden, he has credit to call you. Man, the guy is looking for something. In a similar way, God is like that. God does not want us to relate with him just by asking. And many of us, when we go before God in the morning, we ask for what we need. It's a wrong way of talking to God. Yeah, that's the only time God sees you. Some people pray when they're in trouble. They only pray when they're in trouble. And then their prayer topic is, Lord, help me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Lord, be my salvation now. No, but all along, you have not been talking to God. You wake up, you go, you do your things, everything is okay. Why all of a sudden God is the light of your light and your salvation? So you cannot relate with God like that. Are you with me? So you must learn to talk about the things that he has said or written. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. That's the condition. You see, it's not, even though the Bible says, ask and it shall be given, there are other parts of the Bible that you must bring into perspective to know that it's not just simply asking. He says, if my words abide in you, then, Franklin, then, that's what the Bible says, then you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You see, the moment you are able to go into the presence of that great person and begin to talk about things, you are comfortable, right? You started by doing the right things, giving him thanks and praising him and honoring him. And then you don't talk about anything personal. And then you begin to talk genuinely about, oh, how great you are, how great thou art. You are awesome. You are magnificent. You are all-knowing. You are omnipresent, omnipotent. And then you go and you are comfortable. You are not in a hurry. You are relaxed. And you are talking. You are talking. You begin to say, Lord, you said in your word, that, oh, if I only I will come to you, if I will draw near to you, you will draw near to me. Then God begins to say, angels, give him something. Give him something. Give him what you want. Yeah. It's very easy to let your hand release things to somebody who talks about your interest, who thinks about the things you have written, which you have purposes for. That's why you have written those things. It's very different. If you come to me, we are talking about church work and souls. I'll really love you, Pa. Even me. Eh? Oh, so, you know, church work, this, how can we do this? I say, yeah, that person is interested in the reason why I came here. Amen. If you come and say, oh, you know what? Guyana hard. I say, well, I don't know about that. You know what? Let's talk tomorrow. All right? Tomorrow we'll continue. It's like you have changed. Guyana hard? No. Let's talk about certain things. Yeah, so, Reverend, you said this. Now, I was wondering why you said what you said. Oh, I'll give you a sermon, 1 hour sermon. I'll pour oil on you after that. That's what it is. Learn to say and to talk about the things that have been said or that has been written. When you do that, God is going to bless and honor you. First John chapter 5, verse 14, the Bible says that, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, according to what he has said or written, according to his will. The Bible says that, who shall I send and who will go? And then you go before God and say, Lord, send me. I will go. He'll see that God will look at you like that and say, what? At least I have somebody who is willing to do what I have written, to do what I have said. Have somebody who wants to do that. Prayer is that. You leave the prayer meeting, you leave the prayer session, you leave that private time with God very fulfilled and very empowered. And you see that your prayers will be working. You can't get anything from God, really, if you do not ask things according to His will. If you don't speak to Him about what He has written, if His words are not in you. That's why the Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought. That's why the Holy Spirit is always needed to speak to God on our behalf, because the Holy Spirit knows what to say when He's talking to God. Let us learn it now. Believe that our lives will never be the same again. Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, this morning we honor you, we bless you, we give you praise. Thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us. Lord, I pray that you will help us to allow more of your word to rest in us, to live in us. By those words, we will come before your presence in confidence and be able to talk about things. Talk about things that you are interested in. We know it is not the best to go into the presence of an important person and talk about things that he is not interested in. And the things that you are interested in are things you have written and you have said. And we pray, Lord, you help us to imbibe. You help us to soak in a lot of your word. And that by those words, when we come into your presence, we can have a long chat. We can have great fellowship. And our prayer times and our prayer lives will never be the same again. Lord, we are tired of prayers that we don't feel your presence. We are tired of prayers that are empty. We want to experience prayer in an awesome way where we talk and you talk back to us. Change our prayer life, oh God, from today. Let us enter into a new season and a new area of our prayer life. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name. You are here this morning. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You are not saved. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You're also here. You know that you are far from God. You want to rededicate your life back to God. If you're also here like that, just your right hand up high and I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you. God is waiting for you. God is looking out for you like the prodigal son's father. The Bible says the father was every day he'll sit on the balcony and look outside. He was expecting his son to come back. God bless you. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Pastor, pray with me. I want to rededicate my life. I feel that I'm very far from God. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to do that. I want to commit my life to God today. If you are here like that, just your right hand up high and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please pray with me. Your right hand up high and I'll do so. I'll pray with you. God bless you. I see that hand. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. No, don't be intimidated. Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. If you lifted up your hand, you know what you have to do. Come so that I can pray for you. Come. Come to me. Come. Call for them as they come. Come. Sing it. Come running. Come running. Come. God bless you. That's the right thing to do. God bless you. God bless you. You're welcome. God bless you. God bless you. It's calling. He's great. God bless you.
Covering His blood will
Come for them.
Flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to the mercy seat.
He said.
He said that I could come into His presence without fear. Into the holy place where His mercy hovers near. Come running.
You want to join them? It's not late. Come, I want to pray for you.
Come running to the mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to the mercy seat.
Yes, Lord, just pray this prayer with me. I want the church to join in as we pray together. It's the right thing you're doing. the right thing. It's a good step. It's a good decision you are making. Be encouraged and be strengthened that this is the right thing to do in the presence of the Lord. Say with me, Heavenly Father. Church, join in as we pray together. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Lord God, I feel far away from you. And I come to you right now. Help me, Lord. Restore our relationship. Restore the fellowship we once shared. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I open my heart. And I ask Jesus Christ to come one more time into my heart. To come and be my master and my Lord. And thank you, Father, that by this simple prayer, my relationship with you is restored. I am born again. My name is written in the book of life. And you have erased everything I ever did in the past that you were not pleased with. Thank you, Father. And I pledge from today, I will stay close to you. I will serve you with all my heart. And I'll come to church again all the time. I will fellowship with you in prayer. And I'll read my Bible every day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.